Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You're going to have to bleep this out, but...
Yeah.
Courtney!
Yeah, why did you want to say my name like
that? I always want to say Courtney! Courtney! I don't know, it feels very Courtney-coded. Courtney!
Just
all right, let's start.
Slay.
Play. Hello, Courtney. Thank you for joining us today for Flashback with Smosh.
Thanks for having me. You guys look really good.
What do you
Thank
mean?
Thank you.
I mean, you guys look really good.
We look really normal, I think is what you mean.
You do, Dan. Where'd you guys get those wigs?
Oh. I don't know. Just the closet.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's where I got it from my wig room.
We figured it was, you know, when we're past the coldest part of winter. Figured we wear something a little bit more airy.
Mm-hmm. It was just hot today.
Yeah, when it stops raining, you bust out the fishnets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Are we watching any Brianna Boho videos today?
I don't think so.
No.
But we figured we should dress ourselves in one of your most iconic characters, Brianna Boho.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided not to tell you. So you're just normally.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so this is a vibe. What do you think?
It's very cunty.
Okay.
Very good.
I think she's trying to say that you ate. We ate.
You ate something.
We ate. I ate.
Are we snatched?
It's giving.
Okay.
What is it giving?
It's giving hunty.
Okay.
Boots the house down, mama.
Is it giving shares?
Yes. You.
Yes.
You are giving Liam Kyle Sullivan shoes.
Yeah.
You're giving Kelly right now, especially with those 2010 as combat pumps.
Oh, these?
Yeah. Ooh! Okay, leg.
Ooh, girl.
These?
You've got the calves for those, that's for sure.
Oh.
Are there any tips you have in impersonating or in getting into character for Brielle?
Oh, yeah. Okay, but first, before we were rolling, Anthony did a Trisha Paytas impression.
You're like, it just sounds like Trisha Paytas. So I was like, what does that sound like?
Do it again.
Like, oh my God. 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 Does that sound right?
Oh my God. Brianna Boho, it's almost like she's speaking, like her air is supplied in the breasts.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Oh, wow.
There's a fry.
Oh.
And she's like, oh my God.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Okay.
You guys actually nailed that.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I got this.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Cash grab.
Yeah.
So let's get into it, Courtney. So you joined Smosh in 2015.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my
You've appeared in hundreds of Smosh videos. You've hosted, you've written, you've produced, you've directed across all channels. And you most recently directed Anthony's funeral.
Oh my God, that was so kind.
That was so slay.
Today is all about me. I can't believe.
It's Courtney Day.
It's Courtney Day.
Welcome, Courtney. It's Courtney Day.
Bring out your best fishnets.
Thank you.
Arnie, I will say this outfit, slay.
Slay.
Thank
slay.
You. I wanted to give Pilgrim Ally.
Pilgrim Ally.
Just kidding. I don't know. do you guys want to know a fun fact about Brianna Boho, though, yeah. actually? Her wig for a very long time was the Zelda wig. From
oh shit!
Because I know you guys watched that video on the show. You guys watched Legend of Zelda music video.
Yeah.
That Zelda wig was Brianna Boho's.
What?
She became Brianna Boho's until we lost it before the pandemic.
Really?
In the Great Riot.
So Link.
No, we had it well after Defy.
Oh really?
But like we just lost it in the shuffle at some point.
Oh, find it Zelda's wig, not Link's wig.
Wait, when she sang Zelda's wig, you thought she was saying Link's wig?
I thought you meant like the
wig. Wow, because you got like, Zelda and Link mixed up?
No, I just thought you were referring to the video, not, because like Zelda plays a very small part in that.
He thinks Link's name is Zelda.
Epic.
Wow. Epic fail.
Epic fail.
Epic fail.
But yes, and then it got lost. We'll probably find it in a year or two in one of the Try Not to Laugh bins. But yeah, so she's been kind of using different wigs here and there now.
Okay.
So I love that you guys are right. These are good.
Thank you. Okay.
And fun fact, I've also not directed a Smosh Games video.
Oh, shoot.
I've not.
Yet.
I don't know.
Yet.
Aren't you just dying to direct the next Don't Win Mario?
I'm so excited to go. So silly, no notes.
Well, Anthony, in order to flash back to Courtney, we need to flash back before Smosh.
That's right.
The thing that we sort of discovered, I wouldn't say discovered you on, but it was your resume, if you will, when you auditioned for Smosh.
Lots of 6-second items in your resume.
Yes, so Courtney was a Viner, and we're gonna watch a little compilation of her vines.
Dude, my stomach hates me. What do you mean?
Why? I love this one.
Seriously, look. Bitch, if you think for 1 second that was chicken.
That's so fucking good. I think that was the first Vine of yours that I ever saw.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so.
That was my viral one.
That was so good.
I remember the stomach one, and I was like, oh, thank goodness. She's funny.
She's
That's so sweet. It's so funny because viral back then meant like 100. If you got 100,000 likes on Vine, that meant viral.
Likes or loops?
Likes.
Likes.
That's loops a lot of likes.
Being counted at first for a long time.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That is a lot.
But
were you 18 there? Youngin.
18 or 19, yeah.
Little youngin.
Thanks.
Well,
thanks,
let's keep going, because that wasn't it. I like how it was just you throwing shit at yourself.
Fun fact, I started that trend on TikTok, or Vine, of like slapping yourself.
Oh.
Like Alley Cat, who was really big at the time, started doing it.
Yeah. Mm. Were you filming it like this? Like.
Yeah, I would like make sure, and I would, cause like, you know, I kind of was trying to follow the rule of 180, but not really. And it was hard sometimes to make sure that the follow through was going the right direction.
Oh yeah.
I was hitting myself.
Okay.
Yeah, you committed.
Yeah.
Thanks guys, wow, this is crazy. Memory lane.
Should have been committed.
How long ago was this then?
This was over 10 years ago, yeah?
This one, yeah, cause the hairstyle in this one, oh God, this one.
is this an ad? For Allstate?
Yeah. This is my haircut in the headshot that I submitted for you guys.
Oh yeah.
So I was freshly 18 for like some of my vines. Most of them.
Look at this.
Yeah, you might want to
look at this 2013 ass eyeliner.
Oh, shut up. I didn't know how to do eyeliner then, and I don't know now.
That's Allstate stand. Are you in good hands?
Oh! Fuck you.
That's great.
Thanks. It wasn't out, I guess.
So many of those, like, perfect continuity between your hand.
It's also funny because you have, like, 15 sisters that could have helped you shoot this stuff.
No, because I have a weird thing with other people's hands being up in my face. Because hands smell weird.
Just
hands
like burps,
don't smell
right?
good, usually.
Smell your hand?
Hit him. Oh, you did it. You did it. You pranked it.
Got him so hard. Are you okay?
I'm recovering.
I tried not to hit you hard.
Am I bleeding?
Yeah, that would be bad if I just broke his nose.
It would be retribution for me breaking your nose.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so you do owe me one good nose breaking. You have an IOU one nose breaking.
I'm saving it. I'm just going to do it in the middle of the night one day. I'm going to sneak into your house.
Oh, really?
Whoa. With a cardboard tube.
What? Wow. A cardboard tube?
That's your weapon?
A cardboard tube.
Like, that could do, like, real full damage, but, like, a cardboard tube, probably enough to break a nose.
So it's kind of funnier.
Stronger than cartilage, but weaker than bone.
Yeah.
That's perfect. The music is a choice. It's very jarring.
It was a choice. I loved 8-bit music.
Yeah. I mean, like, at this time,
it worked, though.
Totally
10 years ago, it made sense.
Totally.
Though.
Like, we did the same exact thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'd be a similar music for lunchtime with Smosh.
I don't mind it.
Would you like a bag, sir?
Nah, save a tree. The tree's already dead, sir.
Fuck, okay. I'm serious. My worst nightmare is a One Direction concert. I can't.
That was a crazy one to get, because I actually went with a mom and her kids to a concert. So I worked at a pharmacy. And it was all grown-ass women who worked there. And she's taking her kids to this concert. She's like, I don't want to go by myself. Can you come with me?
The mom?
She just randomly asked you?
She was my bestie, though. Her name was Tiffany. Shout out to Tiffany. She always was there for me. She let me borrow a car. She let me borrow her car for a booty call.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah.
I don't even know what else to say about that.
And then she made another vine where she's like, the worst thing that could be a booty call, and then it just cuts to you and the booty call screaming.
Yeah, it was a bad booty call. Okay. Mm. But yeah, definitely got like several takes of me screaming at my phone, but it was totally fine because the fans of that arena. Everybody else is screaming.
Yeah, it was so loud already.
Everyone was committing murder at once. It was screaming.
So did Tiffany record you right there?
No, that was me. I went like this. Oh. And then would save it, and they go,
which is like probably the most normal thing that happens at a One Direction concert.
Yeah, and even more normal now with people crazy on TikTok, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
The cops are coming. What? Why? I favorited my own tweet. God damn it!
That is a fun fact. I added the ignition sound effect at the end to like make it, just felt like it needed it.
Yeah, I hit harder.
And then, favoriting your own tweet. How dated is that now?
Favoriting.
Favoriting.
Yeah.
And tweet.
Even calling it tweet. Good old 2014.
Yeah. This guy, get this guy a fucking contract right now.
Get him in there.
What is this wig doing to him?
Hold on. Make that a GIF, everyone.
Everyone, make that a GIF.
I think, watch this GIF. Watch this GIF.
Oh my God, did you just do a GIF? I just saw it.
Oh my God.
It's the most millennial thing. To think in GIFs.
Even to say the word GIF is pretty millennial at this point. It's been taken over.
Yeah, you gotta bring
back
GIFs.
They call them boomerangs now.
Boomerangs? Oh.
All right. I've never felt the touch of a man. Is this just confessions?
Yeah.
Guys, stop it, okay? It's not a double chin. It's my second smile.
Oh, God!
It was so popular to do double chins back then, too.
Yeah, I think. You were a funny girl if you did a double chin.
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah, that's like a very like millennial cringe thing.
Thanks.
Of like,
just call her out.
Yeah.
Call her out.
Yeah.
But at this point, groundbreaking. Yeah. Trendsetting.
Trailblazer.
Trailblazing.
Thank you.
Never
iconic,
been done before.
Original. Love it. Want more of it. Keep it going.
Yes, sir.
Club trotting.
Okay.
Trailblazing. I ran out of words.
Thank you.
Stan.
This host needs to be on a reality show. With the flashcards, too.
Make that a GIF.
GIF.
With sound.
Did people say GIF? No, a GIF with sound?
A GIF with sound. Make that a GIF with sound.
Can you do the Treasure Pages one more time?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Thank you, okay. Sorry.
Me, baby boy.
Damn, girl, what you got under that shirt?
She's back. Okay.
Get in back.
What do you say at the end?
Get in here.
What do you mean that's not how you put a shirt on? Here's the hole. That's not, Courtney, why are you talking to yourself?
so much self-slapping.
Broke the fourth wall there a little bit.
That was good.
God, who
who's singing? It sounds like they're dying. Shit. Come on, man. You gotta fight the power. Oh, God damn!
Added the zap and the glass wow. break.
That was good. I believed it.
That was good. It sounded real.
I believed it.
That was my first time, like, really having to edit a Vine, and I had it in vertical, so I was able to upload it to TikTok years later, and it was vertical. Aww. But the audio levels on it are not.
Did do numbers?
Did it? It didn't hit
on TikTok.
We could look right now.
My phone's with my purse.
My phone's up my coochie.
I've tried uploading like old ass Vines to TikTok, and they never hit.
They never hit.
No, but when I put on a stupid filter, I get 15 million views.
Huh?
Isn't that fucking stupid?
What do you mean stupid filter?
I'll put on a stupid filter on TikTok and just like try it, and then those videos consistently get at minimum 5 million views.
Eh? He's not on TikTok. He doesn't know what the filter is.
I don't know. Filter is...
So it has 237,000 views.
Flop era.
Wow. Flopping.
Thanks, guys. Anyway.
I think it's really interesting to see. I feel like this is so still true to you, but so much more refined.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
But it still feels like Courtney.
Thanks, Brianna.
You're welcome.
Dance like no one's watching. Now dance like Uncle Brian is watching.
That's
that was so
That's good.
That was my humor, and it's like, I think I only got away, well, I got away with it because that shit was like more okay back then,
yeah.
Like pedo humor.
Uh-huh,
oh,
yeah, definitely.
Fuck. Oh my yeah. God.
But
that still hits.
Wow,
I think that was very
that's
funny.
That's pretty funny. Do you have an Uncle Brian?
I have no Uncle Brian.
Do you have an Uncle John?
No.
Everyone has an Uncle John.
I have an Uncle Jeff.
Close enough, I guess.
I have Uncle Tom.
Oh, okay, Uncle Tom. That's something else.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, that's it.
This is the name of the Vine. Thank you.
I thought it was the end. I was hoping it was the end.
You put that in your Vine compilation?
That was in my end card.
Look at
yeah.
that old ass Instagram logo.
I know, dude.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long outro. Oh.
You got one frame of
I loved there. Swearing. I felt like swearing made me edgy, and now I just do it to feel something.
Well, because you couldn't like do it when you were a kiddo, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, is that because of the rebellion against the Mormonism?
Yes, the Mormonism rebellionism.
Mormonism rebellionism.
Oh my God, what am I?
Oh my God, am I?
Okay, well, that was your Vines. How do you feel watching this? Do you feel like... I agree with Anthony. Like, if it does feel it's you,
yeah,
aww.
It's you, but just from like 2012 or whenever that was.
Thank you. I have the reel that I sent you guys to audition.
Did it include Vines? Did it include?
It was a combination of out of context clips from my sketches on my old YouTube channel and Vines. And a reel isn't the Instagram video, guys.
Right.
I don't remember much from that reel aside from like the funny TikToks.
Yeah. No,
Vines.
The talents I was just playing.
I'm sorry, the Vines.
The TikTok, I know. Vine walked so TikTok could run, let's be clear.
True, true.
But my talents were probably like awkward silences, a bit double chins, doing this.
You nailed it.
Writing
you nailed
your
it.
Journal.
Did you have any big burps in there?
I don't know if I had any burps in my compilation.
I think you withheld your burps until you booked.
Yeah. Don't burp until you book, guys.
Yeah.
In my resume, I think I put like not afraid to be ugly. Okay. Or something.
I feel like that was such a cool thing to say at the time too. Like it was necessary.
I think it was because like, you know, some people like we've talked about this where it's like don't be afraid to look stupid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, speaking of looking stupid, we're gonna watch the first ever Smosh video that you are in.
That's right. This one has 8.3 million views. It was uploaded in May of 2015 for a very special occasion. A Mother's Day.
Oh, right.
For a Mother's Day.
Make sure you eat all your vegetables.
That's my mom.
That's actually your mom.
That's my mom.
And you just told her shut up.
Ian, did you scratch my car when you drove it last?
No, Mom. It was just that really quick tornado that blew through. Sorry.
Okay, honey.
I can't believe you watched it.
Fucking hilarious, bro.
Yeah, man. It's the one day you have to tell her the truth.
I'm surprised this is your first video.
This is the one that was released first, but my first thing I shot with you guys was Magic iPad.
Yeah, where you were the meth addict.
Where I had like meth addict.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I don't know why I feel like this was like years after.
It feels so separate.
It was like a within the same shoot week or the following shoot week. Because we would go to Sacramento every other week, I think.
Yeah, every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So cute. Look at your little street hair.
Aw, baby boy.
Thursday rules.
Damn, young Keith, real young. Why do you look like you've been crying? Oh, shit!
Wow. Because I think we,
That was based on a real story.
That's real.
I think I looked like I was crying because sometimes when we would have makeup artists, they would color in our, like, waterline.
Oh, with the white pencil?
We would use, like, a white pencil and color in our waterline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it looks so, like, red and tired. But then what that would do is, like, heavily irritate my eyes.
Yeah, because you weren't used to that sleigh.
Well, and sometimes, like, they wouldn't use, like, good pencils. So they'd be like, really sharp. Scratchy.
Well, yeah, because they have to sharpen it to take off the old bacteria. They should have done a little diddle before they did it.
Did a little diddle? Yeah, sometimes they wouldn't do the little
diddle. They didn't diddle. And it would just feel like a colored pencil.
Yeah. This was new experiences for me because I had always been in control of my hair and my makeup. And so I remember that side ponytail making me so, I was like, oh, let's talk about not afraid to be ugly.
Really?
Because maybe I wasn't.
Did it make you feel like you weren't attractive? So you're like.
Yeah, but I was supposed to be a child. So
We're both playing children here. So yeah. I got the big bowl.
The big bowl.
You kept the facial hair though. Let's go. And when she sipped it, I saw her start to choke. I couldn't foresee it get caught in the throat. Her birthday was ruined because of my stupid mistake. She never drank Snapple again and I got all
Thanks, Mom, for stepping up and saying, oh. Yes, it's me. Had to find out this way. Hey, Mama, did love you.
Love you. That cool, so now I gotta follow that Mother's Day rule. Hey, Mama, did we shoot this? Oh, Keith's parents.
Oh, my God. Those
Keith's the real parents.
Real parents.
Did we shoot the green screen at the YouTube space?
No.
Yes.
We did?
Yeah.
What?
I remember going to the green screen.
Yeah.
Why did we go there? Did we shoot this in L.A. then?
No, we shot this section in Sacramento. Mm-hmm.
But then we shot the green screen stuff in LA?
Yeah.
That's very confusing.
I think maybe
to me.
Because we felt like there wasn't enough footage or something.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't plan.
He choreographed it too.
Keith's real parents. This is canon.
Keith choreographed this TikTok dance right here.
Oh. Yeah. Pre-TikTok, he did it.
Oh, look, yes, yep.
There you are.
I remember that. That was peak Courtney personality was twerk.
Yep.
Twerk, no motion, by the way.
An angry face, too.
Yeah, I called it crab face. I thought it was so fucking cool, dude.
Did you ever combine crab face and double chin?
That would be too epic, bro.
Look at Noah, dude. Slay!
Everyone
brought it.
Everyone.
Damn, he's everyone getting paid. He's making rent right there. Wow.
Everyone in here is Babby.
Oh, and he's got the
it's tied
the
up.
Front tie.
Oh my God. Wow,
what
making
is going
rent for
on
sure.
Here?
Anthony, look at you, little guy.
I am a little guy.
Everyone in here is Babby.
Yeah.
Okay. Woo! There's Noah.
It looked like I was crying too. Hot girls can't resist the sight of burning poo. What? I don't remember this at all. I don't remember shooting
like,
it at all.
Such specific instances. Was that a true story?
That wasn't true at all. I don't know where we got that. Oh, nice. Oh, it is based on a slightly true story, though, where do you remember the story with, like, the pool chemicals?
Yeah.
And the explosion?
Yeah.
Anyway. Huh? Yeah, no. So we had a friend who was, like, a rebel bad kid, and he learned this thing where you could...
Let's maybe not explain.
So I hid the... And my mom found it, and it really did cause quite a stir with the fire department. So
uh-oh.
I guess that's what that was based on.
Not just the fire department, but hazmat.
Didn't your neighbor kick it over?
Yeah, my neighbor threw it.
He threw it.
And
he was like, he just thought it was some junk and he threw it.
And then it, except it smoked because...
I'm trying not to anarchist cookbook this right now. I don't want to wind up on a list.
I know, you literally had to just plug your nose.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
To keep yourself from sharing too much information. Yeah. That was funny.
I don't know.
Oh, it looked like you were trying to contain it. Yeah, that's what it was.
Because I just don't want to, I don't want to end up on a list. But yeah, hazmat had to come.
Yeah.
Whoa. Because
they thought it was like a toxic chemical.
Yeah, so I was walking home from school and I see my street and it's got like fire trucks everywhere. And then I kind of can see down where my house is like, oh shit, what happened? What the fuck? And there's like hazmat suits and stuff walking around. And I go in and they like, don't want me to go in. I'm like, I live there. And I go inside and my mom like tells me the story. And I was like, oh, weird. I wonder what that was.
Oh my God. No wonder you changed it for the music video.
And I didn't tell her for like 10 years.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
No, and they end up being like, it was just a nothing wrong with that.
But I think it like smoked when he like threw it.
Yeah.
And it like spilled out. So they probably thought it was like, I don't know.
Just hazardous in some way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, we changed it to poop.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Funny. I gotta follow that Mother's
Day rule. Wow, look at everyone doing
two
that.
Two Noahs, two Courtney.
Noah is shaking an ass.
Oh. Oh God. Are we saying do-do-do-do-do?
Yeah.
Oh, there's tons.
Look at Noah just vibing.
I love him.
You would have lived
What the fuck? That's supposed to be me being a little baby.
What?
I was gay. I actually remember that part.
Wait, what'd you do on your mom's bed?
Nothing. Just forget about that little part.
Wait, what was that part?
I think you said that.
Oh.
I messed with a girl in your bed.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what'd you do on your mom's bed?
Nothing. Just Forget about that little part. Ooh. Sorry about your bed, Mom. Ooh. Happy Mother's Day.
You're so cute. Keith is so good. Wow. His voice was so good.
Yeah. Well, that was a good welcome into the
Smash. I never actually lied to my hot neighbor and told her I was gay to see her boobs. I never did that.
Everything else was true, though.
Everything else is true.
Yeah.
But I never did that.
All the rumors are true, except that one.
Yeah. I do remember that. I do remember that the recording.
Because you go, I was gay.
Lied to my hot neighbor and told her I was gay.
That's so far you remember?
Yeah.
That was a fun one. I remember going to YouTube Space that day, and like that was some of the first like tastes of the digital verse, the outside of the office that I'd ever experienced.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
So this is your first time in a highly produced thing that you did not have control over?
Aside from Magic iPad.
Yeah.
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 But I thought it was really cool. I still like got it. Well, like being acting in it. Because right before this, I worked at a music video production company for a few months doing like all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I've been on sets, and then I obviously like did like high school film and things like that. Mm-hmm. But.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the first thing we had you do was playing like a meth addict.
Yeah.
Bam.
Ooh. My first line of dialogue ever at Smosh was, ha!
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Shit.
Honestly,
that.
Iconic.
Thank
honestly,
you.
Slay.
Yeah, and the makeup artist had to like put like meth scars on your face. And
yeah,
stuff.
And like straight up just went full on disgusting, and then had to restart and make me pretty right after that to take the picture for my, because it was the fact that I was a Tinder catfish.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And so I was pretty in the picture.
And we were like, you said you're not afraid to be ugly on your resume. It's get you as a meth addict and a 12-year-old kid.
This last video we're going to show, you had requested a video that you described as a video that shouldn't have happened. And Anthony and I, we don't know what this video is, but we have a guess.
We have a guess.
Should we say what we think it is? Because I think we got it.
You guys should do the jingle if you think it's what it is.
All right. I can do
wait,
the
was there a jingle to it?
All right, here we go. You ready for it?
Yeah.
I wanna sex you up.
Okay, yep. There's that.
Are we about to watch Sexual Sun?
I don't know. Hit play, Alex.
Okay.
Anthony.
All right,
video that shouldn't have happened.
Oh!
Have fun in the sun, get laid in the shade.
Oh yeah.
There we go.
Write that in your yearbook.
You've never hooked up with a girl?
It's a parody of the It Follows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trailer.
It's a parody of It Follows and a loose
and a sequel.
To
Molester
Moon.
Molester Moon, so sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear why you think it shouldn't have happened. Let's just keep watching.
I don't think there's anything problematic
maybe,
in it.
Maybe we'll figure it out ourselves.
Okay, scruffy Anthony with lash extensions on?
What?
Hey, look at this.
That's not lash extensions.
I know, but you may. Were
okay,
you?
Lash
wow.
Extensions.
Okay, lashes for days. Lashes to the gods.
People always say, "Be careful what you wish for."
Well,
this has 20 million views, by the way.
Sun, right?
Because 20 million views. The wish this. I wished for.
Legend has it.
Got the.
If someone sends you the sexual sun back. Emoji okay. three That's times, me. Sexy things happen to you.
Two, send it to me.
You were so horny.
Yeah, I was.
Oh yeah, the other things that are pickles, you can eat them.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Well, guess that didn't work. Let's go, guys. See you later, virgin.
Where are you guys going?
I didn't wish to wish for wishing for this wish.
Dude, chill out, it's just us.
First it was great, but now she won't stop.
Ooh.
Sexual sun, goddammit. Every single second of every day. She won't stop sexing me up.
Sex you up? Dude, who even says that?
Everyone says that.
Yeah, maybe everyone from like 1991 in that one song.
Oh, dude, I love that song.
Yeah.
Ooh, I wanna sex you up.
All night.
Damn, dude, that was a good high note.
Hey, I can't sing that high, guys.
Oh, this sound.
Oh, that's a good reaction.
I think I actually did make a GIF of that.
Yeah.
Fun fact, to make that sound effect in the background, I went, ooh.
Oh, that's why it sounds so cool.
I had to breathe in.
That sounds awesome.
I want a 6-0.
All right, let's continue.
Lately, I've been in my hot boy walk era, and you know what's the best thing to bring with me wherever I go? My Raycon Everyday Earbuds. Raycon's optimized gel tips are designed to fit comfortably in your ears and actually stay there. Whether you're grocery shopping, watching YouTube videos, or working out, those babies are staying in place. I tend to use them when I'm sitting in the back of a car, longingly looking out the window and pretending I'm the main character. I also love to use their 3 sound profiles to customize my listening experience, like their pure sound feature, which is great for listening to podcasts. Like this one! Sorry. Need to change the song, but you left your phone in another room? No sweat. You can control all the audio functions by tapping on your Raycon earbuds. Raycon is my must-have for an ideal listening experience with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. I know I can listen to whatever I want at any time. Go to buyraycon.com/flashback today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/flashback. buyraycon.com/flashback.
You don't get it. It doesn't matter how far we drive. It will always follow you.
Then how the hell do we stop this?
The only way is to send someone the emoji through text.
Hey, I just had sex with Keith. Now what?
What? No! I said send someone the emoji in text.
What? I said give someone emotional sex. Man, I'm always hearing things wrong.
So it's canon in the Smosh universe that you and Keith have had emotional sex.
Emotional sex. That's why they're so sweaty.
Yeah, yeah. It was very sensual.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
details that like our team would do down to making you guys dewy post sex.
Yeah.
Post sex do.
Yeah.
That post sex do.
Mm-hmm. What that post sex do though?
I forgot about that joke. I knew there was something with this with like the way that I said send somebody the text or whatever.
Oh yeah.
But I forgot about you having sex with Keith.
There's one part I remember specifically with a certain accessory that Sexual Sun was wearing, and I don't remember what the context is for it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
We'll see.
Let's see.
Everything to make it go away.
No, I said do not have sex with Keith.
Oh. See, I didn't hear the do not.
Noah was always the short one. Or shirtless one, sorry.
Oh, hey, Mom. Could you help us out with the Sexual Sun thing?
That! I could not remember why that was there with the glasses.
Because then it follows. It takes the it takes the form of
people that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. Oh, God, this is the shot.
This is the
this
shot.
This is why this video should not have been made.
What? You guys are just dancing. You're just dancing.
Yeah, we're just dancing.
Look, both of you have your pants on. You're just dancing.
Yeah, and then you just casually say, I want to sex you up, and he says, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys heard it at home.
It's a great song to dance to.
We are dancing.
That's what you guys were doing.
And no sex is happening.
No.
No sex is happening.
Nothing inappropriate is happening.
No.
Yeah.
Cool, so I won't get canceled for that.
No. No. And even so, the writers would have been, but luckily the writers in the script, I remember specifically, said dancing. While Noah leans forward and dances singing.
Yeah.
I wonder if I have the script in my phone somewhere.
Do you really think you could find the script?
My phone's at my coochie. So
dying for this. Maybe I didn't have the email.
Canonically, my phone's at my coochie.
Yeah. Oh, I can tell.
Is it on vibrate?
Yeah.
I wish.
Finally good. Good plan to end it for good.
Yeah.
End it for good.
Dude, this is single-handedly the most stupid idea you've ever had me do.
Oh, so this was actually the plot from It Follows. Like, It Follows is, like, such a good movie, but at the end, like...
It kind of all falls
It was
apart. Kind of
clear, like, they didn't know what to do. And they're like, okay, let's get it into the water and then electrocute it.
Yeah, because that was the only way that everyone else could see it is if it was moving in the water.
Oh, that's true.
I just watched this during the pandemic.
Oh,
the first time. I'd never seen it. but yeah, that was how they were able to like see where it was, and they were just trying to like kill
it. That makes sense. You can see it splashing around.
This was a really cool shoot. And I think I still have the iPhone video from the stunt.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think I've seen that behind the scenes shot.
Water, we can electrocute it to death. Throw it out! Die!
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Why are you in the...
You're just standing there.
You're just standing there. Doing triangle mouth.
You're making like a Chance face.
It's that's a like triangle a, mouth.
That's like a face that Chance
I'm sorry,
makes.
Chance makes my face.
Okay. True. Okay.
She was there first.
Trying? Well, do you have any better ideas?
Move.
Oh.
And you did that stunt.
Yeah, and it was nighttime when we shot this, and you guys, like,
we did all the different takes. Good.
You had a million angles. That was one take.
Yeah, it's dead.
I look amazing.
Yeah, never look better.
Just make sure it's gone for good. One of us should probably
have sex with Keith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. You guys.
Nice.
Sexual son.
Hey guys, thank.
Yeah.
It's just a loop.
Let's watch it.
So much for subscribing. Click the video on the right to see the trailer. For
it's just playing in the background.
July 24th. The behind the scenes of this one, I really wish we could watch.
Oh no! What? There's a deleted scene.
Even more.
Ow. Well, not too late. Now click the video on the left.
Whoa, oh Smosh God. Summer Games.
Damn,
whoa.
We promoted the Smosh movie and Smosh Summer Games.
Damn, wow, I wonder if you guys were like busy, yeah.
I guess so. I guess so. Wow. I don't know why you would think that should not have been made. That was a classic.
Yeah.
It was well made.
Yeah.
But should it have been?
All right.
I would change a few things. I would probably have us having sex with Keith a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. And like less of me having sex with Noah.
Yeah, I'd probably make that like the A story, and then you dancing with Noah would be like more
dancing
of a B story.
With Noah, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But other than that, I wouldn't change a thing.
It was a fun costume to wear, I will say. And there's a deleted scene where I was a construction worker. Like the only thing that was probably the clearest It Follows reference, because I'm like walking toward you guys from far away.
Yeah.
And you guys had this like construction helmet on me, but it kept like, because the sun was made out of foam. And so the hat would kind of like topple forward and back. And like that was the first scene we shot of the day. And they had tried a different kind of yellow makeup on my face that like was not working, and so they had to take me back and fully reset me and like do airbrush instead. Yeah.
For some reason, when I think of that video, I think of you with the wig and the glasses.
Yeah, you guys were hooting and hollering during that one.
That sounds right.
Yeah, you guys loved that one.
Yeah.
And I was having fun with the character, the voice, but it's just like when you look back and
It's very questionable in some areas. And then the water was cold as hell. I remember you were not super happy.
We always film water scenes in the winter.
I was cold.
Always at night.
Yeah.
But it was one take. I wonder if
But you had to sit in the water while we reset the cameras and got the close-up.
Oh, yeah. True.
I did, yeah, because you guys had to reset for the dead body shot. I think I have the video, though. My first time where, you know, on set a lot, we would steal each other's phones.
Oh, yeah.
And put take selfies on them.
Yep.
Here's a photo that someone took of me.
Oh.
In the pool. Yeah.
In the pool.
Okay.
And then a Snapchat story.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You made that noise.
Yeah, because you guys told me to make a funny noise to when I die.
That's awesome.
So I think that we wanted to have a slow-mo sound like.
Oh, yeah. Also, I feel like it just helps motivate the action.
Yeah.
When you, like, make a loud noise.
Super. Because you guys wanted me to jump and get height.
Yeah.
And I did it in one take.
That was good. That was a good one take.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, that was all the videos we wanted to watch. But before we end this video, we want to ask you something that we've asked all of our guests.
Ooh.
The newer segment on the show.
And that segment is called, Are you happy?
Are you happy?
Are you happy?
But are you
happy?
You know, I've actually never said this on camera before, but yes, I am happy. Oh, sorry, I was making an annoying orange joke.
Oh.
I am happy.
You're coming out as happy?
I'm coming out as happy. Of course I'm happy. I make silly videos with you guys, and you're wearing little bras and fishnets to celebrate me for it.
Oh, true.
So,
true.
Thank you.
You're celebrating the majesty that is Courtney Miller.
Yeah, selling sex since 2015, babies.
I got to be honest, Courtney. I was talking to Anthony before we filmed, and I was like, maybe Courtney will be the first one to say that they're not happy.
Yeah.
Whoa. Like,
well, because everyone so far has said they're happy. And
but everyone kind of
so...
knee-jerk reaction, like, yeah. Like, they don't, I don't know if they really like.
Yeah, well, because I think
and
everybody
I was like,
loves
Courtney,
it.
Yeah, I was like, you could be vulnerable.
I could be, but like, I really am. I mean,
aww.
I really am. Aww. I mean, bro, you're going to have to bleep this out, but.
Yeah.
that's actually really funny to bleep that out.
Unless.
Yeah.
And I make silly videos with you guys. It's my job to make my people around me laugh. Oh, and yeah. That's when I know I've done a job well done is when y'all are laughing. So.
Which ain't hard, Courtney.
Huh?
It ain't hard to laugh around
Which ain't
you.
Hard.
It ain't hard to laugh around you, Courtney.
Yeah, it's not hard to laugh at you.
You know what really frazzles Courtney?
What?
Compliments.
Yeah. Courtney, you're so funny.
Courtney, you sure. are very funny, and I'm very happy that we made Courtney, the decision to hire you on 10
Courtney,
years ago.
You got great tattoos.
That's right, Courtney. Today,
you got cool
you
hair.
Ate.
Guys.
Today
snatching.
You ate.
Okay, I can take those compliments. If you okay. say you ate, I'm like.
Okay, you can take those, but you can't take like.
Don't take real, can't take real okay. ones.
Not real ones.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're happy.
I'm glad you're happy too.
Thanks.
I just thought for once, eventually we're gonna get somebody that's gonna say they're not happy, and I'm really looking forward to that.
And yeah, then, and you should like celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We should.
Like yeah, someone's.
Well,
you were gonna
win something really good.
If I said no.
Yeah, but now we just have to give you something else.
Yes, we had a gift for if you were not happy, and a gift for if you are happy.
Yeah.
This is the gift for you being happy.
I'm so scared.
We'd like you to see what this is.
It's a gift from us to you for being our guest.
Did you wrap this, Ian?
Yes.
It's very
Can you tell?
Yeah, you can tell.
It's my signature wrapping.
Mm-hmm. Put the cap and put it in her drink.
Put the cap and put it in her drink.
Those are the Mother's Day rule wrap.
Those are wrapping.
Oh, okay.
Put the snap and cap and put it in her drink.
Put the snap and cap and put it in her drink. Put it in her drink.
So many layers. Oh!
Do you see what it is?
Are you kidding me? Hold on. Oh my god! Oh my god, it's Dominic!
Yeah,
it's
so your other iconic character.
Yep.
A monster truck shirt for him?
Dom yep. is here.
Oh my god, you guys, this is the best gift. Oh my god, he has a little mirror for himself. He's drinking Red Bull, yeah, you guys.
I think the mirror is for whenever he needs to apply his beard.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and you drew on a beard with marker just like I do.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys, this is an incredible gift. Mm-hmm. Was this your idea, Aaron? Mm-mm. Wow! God, I'm just kidding.
It's wow, they thought of it.
I love that you put a monster truck shirt, and he wore one just like this in the sketch.
That's yep. right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
In the most recent one, right?
This is very sweet. I love this. I'm going to put him on my desk.
It's probably the only like decent gift we've given.
I think
so
this is
far.
The only actual heartfelt gift we've ever given.
Really? What was other gifts you gave?
A fucked up orange.
Yeah.
Breast pump.
Yeah, breast pump. Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Wow. Definitely glad I got this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the gift if I was sad? If I said I wasn't happy.
Oh.
Olive Garden gift card.
Yeah. Ticket to Mykonos. Yeah.
No. I love him so much. Look at him. And he's like, damn, look at these tall goddesses over here. Whoa. Take a look at yourself, bitch. Ba bing, ba boom.
Oh my god.
And he's like, I
want
to win.
Well, Courtney, do you have anything to plug?
I'm a TikTok filter creator now.
Wow.
Yeah. 5 to 15 million views a pop.
No, check me out on Smosh channels. And I do have a personal channel that I upload on occasionally. And I'm on social media. Instagram, I'm almost to a million.
That's right.
For the second time.
Wow. She's back.
She's so back.
And you are hosting Culinary Crimes.
Culinary Crimes.
That you guys were on.
Yeah, we were just on that episode recently.
You guys got to come back.
Okay. I'd love to. Honestly, I just want to eat some good food.
Yeah, that cake was kind of bad food. Good.
That was a great time. I always have a great time with you guys, especially when you dress up for me.
Anytime. Maybe anytime you need us to dress up, we're there.
Maybe we'll have to go on your next episode of Culinary Crimes like this.
Yeah.
Can you guys both go like this?
Oh, that's cursed. I didn't like that. That was like a witch. Discord people, if you are a member to this lovely channel, you can join our Discord and submit a song that we'll use in the credits. Also, let us know if you have any fun guest recommendations, people we could bring on. And that's it. Bye.
Oh, Erin, why don't you give me a kiss?
Okay, cut. Flashback with Ian and Anthony. Flashback with
Spy. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.